So it is 9 o'clock, time set for the meeting for the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board on February 8th of 2024. Good morning, everybody. Ms. Chandy, could you do a roll call for us?
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Here.
Member Beckett?
Here.
Constable Kennedy? I believe she was absent. Member Shipley?
Here.
And Chairman Dowling?
Here, ma'am. Thank you.
We do have a quorum.
Yes, I saw Ms. Shipley just get on there a second ago, so we did meet that. So thank you very much. All right. So let's get on to item B then, as we do have the quorum. And any announcements to be made? Okay. And the only brief one that I would make, and actually I'm going to ask President Blake to jump in on this, because I couldn't recall one of the names. They did the consuls did have their conference a few weeks back. There was the JPs in attendance. So they did a joint session just as the constables came to the JPs conference before it had a joint session there. So a good round of sharing some information. So I want to give my thanks also regarding that to Judge Mueller and Judge Roberts. I'm missing somebody, President Blake. Who am I missing?
Fitzgerald Williams, Maricopa County.
Okay, and Judge Williams attending also. So those are just valuable times for communication and giving some light to what each of us do in our precincts. So I do appreciate those judges attending. Anybody else have an announcement before we move on to item C? Okay, so possible approval of the minutes. Ms. Chandy, could you give me that update on what happened with the minutes?
The minutes this time around was the recorded link, the audio, to the previous meeting instead of the written minutes.
Is that a standard thing to do, just to do audio to keep the minutes rather than do it written?
This time around, I did not get around to the written minutes. However, our recorded audio on our website does meet the requirements, the statutory requirements for minutes available for public meetings.
Thank you, Ms. Bakta. Anybody have anything regarding the minutes of last meeting?
Mr. Chair, I was not able to access the link. I was unaware that they were on the website, so I cannot review them or did not review them.
Would you think to table the January minutes to the next meeting would be appropriate, Ms. Beckett?
That would certainly be fine, since I don't think we would have a quorum if I'm not able to vote.
Right. Thank you. Given that, and just bring up the quorum issue, we'll table the approval of the minutes to the next meeting when after everybody does have a chance to review. So, Ms. Beck, if you could make sure to put on there that we need to approve both minutes for the January and today's meeting for the next meeting. Okay, so I would move that we go into executive session. We do have the rep from the AG's office with us regarding the Melina Garibay et al. Suit. Do I have a second to go into executive session?
This is Christine, I second.
Okay, so we have a first and second to go into executive session. Anybody against that? Okay, hearing none, yes. Ms. Bakker, if you could.
Yes, so before we move into executive session, I'm going to pause the recording and then move members of the public into the waiting room. And then once completed, I'll move the members of the public back into the meeting.
Thank you. So thank you. We're resuming the regular session of the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board for February 8th of 2024. Okay, so let's move to item E, and that's the call to the public. This is the time that the public can make any oral comments to the board. Please note that we don't read written statements during this time, and anybody who would like to comment has 2 minutes. So would anybody in the public like to make comment today? Oh, and Constable, you're muted.
There. How about now?
Perfect. Thank you, sir. So you'd like to speak?
Yes.
All right. President Blake, you have 2 minutes starting now, please.
Okay. On the agenda, I see that there are 6 initial screenings. Having been the past chairman of the CESTB, this is probably for people who are short on hours. I won't comment on the first complaint, number one, but the second complaint, CESTB versus Armando Carrillo, he's no longer a constable and hasn't been here for more than 2 years. Number three, CESTB versus Lydia Garcia, same thing. She has been gone for more than 2 years. And I will comment on number five. If that is ours, Dan Rodriguez is a deputy constable and is not subject to the 16-hour rule. I did check on him yesterday, and AZ Post, he is current with their audit last year of receiving his continuing education. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you. That'd be some valuable information for Investigator Jacobs moving forward if he looks into those. So you just saved him a little work. So I do appreciate that.
Okay.
Anybody else from the comment like to comment today? Okay, last call to the public. All right, item F, presentation of the financial report by Ms. Bakta.
Okay. Let me share my screen here. Okay, is everyone able to see this PDF?
I can, thank you.
Okay. Yes.
I know it's a little small. I don't know how to make it bigger on a share screen. So starting with the first page, this shows our 80-20 split between the months of December and January. I was able to go in and get in December as well on this report that CSB sends us, as there was no December report. So this just shows the 80-20 split. Going on to the next one is a little bit more detailed on the expenditures. It shows the claims that were paid for between December and January. It's going into 2 pages. And then here is the cash flow report, which shows the starting balance in the upper right corner right here. Sorry, I didn't highlight this part. With it showing 782, a little over $782,000 in beginning of the fiscal year, with adjustments being made to each column. So our licensing and fees adjustments were added, which adjustments are those that are still pending, not yet made, and taking into account the estimates as well. And if I go down here, we'll also see adjustments made and estimates made for professional and outside services and A2 organizations. With that in mind, our ending cash balance is estimated to be a little over $629,000. And that is it. Any questions?
And my only thing is, if I overlooked it, this wasn't in the packet, or did I just miss it in the board packet?
No, this was done last night.
Oh, okay. And you're getting there on the. I'm sure these are tedious on putting them together. I would just ask, just because I keep the paper file for everything, if you could mail it out after the meeting.
Yes, and I'll also include it in next month's board materials as well. the report just came in like literally a day before the meeting.
Right. Any questions for Ms. Bakta or any move to approve?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I make a motion to approve the financial.
Thanks. So we have a first to approve from Constable Hogard. Do we have a second?
Christine, second.
Thank you. I have a second from Ms. Shipley. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 And aye. So that would cover everybody. So the report is approved. Thank you, Ms. Bakta. All right. Okay, item G, board elections. I'm still in awe that it was a year ago that we did this. It feels like it was just a few months ago. Do note that we do have two members that aren't present today. I don't know if I'll put it out to the board if they want to move forward with the elections or table it till we have more members present or any other discussion.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I would just as soon put it to another date so that it's fair that everybody is here.
Okay. So we have a motion to table this till the next month. Anybody else?
This is Christine. I agree. I think I saw communication this morning that perhaps the AMA is making a decision whether I will continue on the board. So I would also suggest that we table this.
Okay. All right. So we have a first and a second to table it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of moving it to next month, please vote in the affirmative. And I have an aye.
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 Okay, and that's four. Thank you very much. We'll table this matter till the next meeting. Okay, moving on to the grant applications. We don't have any for the vacancies for item H. I'm looking forward to the day we get to use that grant. I'm sure it'll come soon enough. Then we have the I as far as the constable equipment applications. Ms. Bakta, did you get everybody's scoring matrix back? Oh, you're muted. That's what it was. I was looking up there and I didn't see you or hear you.
Okay.
All right.
Did you have it pulled up. And let me share my screen as well.
Right. Before we start, the only thing that I did notice, and it's not too big of a deal, but there's the main one, and one of the things that I usually look at is the total requested in the cycle. It was pretty easy to do the math. It came out to right around $60,000 for the 100,000 that was available. It wasn't on that main sheet that shows everything. Unless this is something new, Ms. Beck, I looked at it this morning and didn't see that.
Okay.
So, but I did note that we had 60,000 in requests, and we did have the individual grants put in. So we do have the four total grants. Five total grants. Sorry. Anybody want to handle those individually or as a group? What are we thinking, guys?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I think we can actually handle it as a group. I would make a motion to approve all of them. They were all looking through them. They all seem to look okay, and especially for the training.
All right. So we have Vice Chair Hogard is moving to approve all the grants. Anybody else have an opinion on that?
Mr. Chair, this is Valerie. I will second that motion.
Okay, so we do have a second to approve each of the grants. Any further discussion? And I'll just add to the discussion. They were well written. They were for a good purpose. I applaud the people who submitted those grants on being thorough as well as meeting some needs that they do have in their counties. There's my discussion point. Anybody else? Ms. Baca, let's do a roll call, please.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Shibley?
Aye.
Member Beckett?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And then we have item K. That's the initial screening of the new complaints. We do have the six that are on. So I'll put those to the board if we handle those as one item for all of them, or if we need to go through those individually. You see what everybody thinks about that.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
It looks like Edward Huerta from Santa Cruz, he's only missing 1 hour. That would be an easy one for him to fix. And I don't know if he overlooked it. Did he get back to us when the letters were sent out?
Well, Miss Baca, was a. Have you heard anything regarding the new complaints from any of these individuals?
Mr. Constable Huerta actually called me yesterday just to go over what hours he was missing, and I did inform him that he was only missing an hour. I told him that he could attend this meeting, and then if he wished to speak to the board, he could. I don't know if he's on. I did tell him that if it was something that was overlooked or a certificate wasn't sent in, he could send that in. But I haven't heard anything yet.
Thank you. And nobody else?
Nobody else.
Well, I would move to just go ahead and put them through and let Investigator Jacobs have those communications and get back to us. Perhaps these people will finish their hours that they have in the meantime, perhaps. And also, too, there's some people who aren't with us anymore, too, and he could clarify that, and we could go through the process to clarify that.
So is that a motion?
Yeah, that's a motion.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
All right. So thank you for seconding me talking too much. I appreciate that, Mr. Hogard. Any further discussion on the new complaints for training hours?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just one more thing. I believe last year or the previous years, I don't know if our investigator has completed reports on these, as they're just training requirements. It's whether you complete them or not. So it's up to the board on how to proceed on this.
Yeah. And part of my motion is just to let him do that as part of the process to make sure we're sticking to our plans. Thank you for allowing me to make that clarification. So we have a first and a second to let Investigator Jacobs look into these matters. Any other discussion? Great. And also, too, as there was the one to move it forward, it will move forward. But Ms. Baca, if you could do a roll call, please.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Shibley?
Aye.
Member Beckett?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
And aye, thank you. Motion passes. All right. Ms. Baca, would you like to update us on anything administrative going on?
Just one update, and that is I have reached out to Ben, our AG rep, in regards to reviewing our grants applications. He is in the process of that. It will take some time, but as soon as I have an update, I will ask Ben to join the meeting at that time.
That's referring to the request by Member Giordano previously, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that is it.
Okay, and I'll give a little administrative update. Ms. Baca is doing fantastic. She's settling right in and helping us get through these. So we do appreciate her learning on the fly and doing as good as she is. So that's my part of the administrative update that she wouldn't say for herself. So thank you, Ms. Bakke.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
Just an update with procurement about our contract that is coming due the end of May. I have been working with them. I'm hoping to hear something back either today or tomorrow as far as everything going out for bid.
Thank you, sir, for handling that for us. We all greatly appreciate your work with the DOA. So, hey, anything else from anybody? Hey, anything we want to see on a future agenda? Okay, hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, this is Valerie. I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Ms. Beckett. First and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adjourning, please vote in the affirmative. Aye.
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 All right. You guys, hey, have a great month. We'll see you again in March. Hopefully you have better weather than we have up here right now. So enjoy the rain down in Phoenix. You guys need it.
And Mr. Chair, I'd just like to say, I hope that Christine Shipley remains on the board.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, she's already out, so she didn't hear. We'll pass that on to her. Ms. Bakke, if you could pass that on to Ms. Shipley.
It will do.
All right. Thank you, guys.